Hi, folks. Scott Olson here with Scott Olson Real Estate. I'm your host for Real Estate News every Sunday morning from 9 to 9:30 on 92.9 Lone Star. Listen in to hear the latest trends in real estate, what's going on in your neighborhood, of course, the hottest listings, some special guests to keep you updated every Sunday morning from 9 to 9:30 right here on 92.9. Welcome to Real Estate News. I'm your host, Scott Olson. I've got the Hoblocks with us. I've got Roger and Donna. Roger's going to talk to us a little bit, educate us on the parks around San Angelo, and even more importantly for us homeowners, how to take care of our yards and stuff coming up for the winter season upon us. Stay tuned. We'll be right back after a word from our sponsors. I've got Kim Hines with me right here. Kim, you just started a brand new company.
Yes, I did.
Tell me about it.
Well, it's Right Way Home Protection. We are a new home warranty company based out of Houston, Texas, and we're Texas-based only. We have a 13-month plan for the buyer for $380 is what we offer for the buyer. We also have free seller's coverage.
So this is cool, but you're not new to this.
Oh, absolutely not. I've been in the home warranty business for 15 years.
So how do they get a hold of you?
They can call me at 325-895-0051.
For all of your real estate closing needs, contact Guarantee Abstract and Title Company at 655-6548. 655-6548.
Hi, this is Valerie with Premier Nationwide Lending. We're located at 502 South Coenheim on the third floor. We offer FHA, VA, conventional, and all your financing needs for houses, land, interim construction, about anything that you could want. Full staffed, and we'll help you with anything you need. Thanks. Come see us.
659-4949.
Hi, San Angelo. This is Jay Harmon with Angelo Tree Experts. We're San Angelo's first and only team of certified arborists in San Angelo for all your tree diagnostic needs. Call us again at 325-942-7697. Angelo Tree Experts, 325-942-7697.
Welcome back to Real Estate New. Roger, thanks for being here.
I'm happy to be here, Scott.
Hey, a little bit, I know first off, I know you're the park superintendent for the city of San Angelo, and I know you teach a bunch of graduate level classes at ASU on the turf management and stuff like that. Can you kind of help us a little bit and give us some education on that?
You bet. I'd love to. First of all, you know, in terms of real estate, Scott, I think it's important that everybody realize just how important landscaping is.
Curb appeal, absolutely.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And not only that, but even having a park close by can bring a lot of economic impact or value to homes nearby that park.
I can't imagine anybody with kids that wouldn't want to have a park right by them.
No, that's exactly right.
Well, the job y'all did on the park, that where we do our bunny in the park, that park's beautiful now.
Yeah, that's Meadow Creek Park.
Yeah, yeah, beautiful job.
That one was renovated about 2 years ago. So, yeah, it does. It brings a lot of value to it. And, you know, the other benefits to having a nice landscape is not just the value of it, but, you know, you've got aesthetics, you've got shade, a cooling effect from those trees, even the turf brings along a cooling effect.
Before we get off, but I'm just curious, how many parks do we have in San Angelo?
We service about 44 park areas a day.
I didn't have a clue it was that many.
The Parks Department with the city, we maintain roughly 555 acres of landscaping.
That's a lot of mowing.
It's a lot of mowing. And it takes quite a bit of time.
And where you were leading this, and I appreciate that. When people drive up to a house, if the yard looks good, everything else, that helps obviously helps the value of the house.
Oh, absolutely.
And people go in. You've seen people drive up and say, I'm not even going to go in that house. Can you talk to us a little bit? You were talking earlier when we were visiting the wintertime, what to do and not to do.
Okay.
You know, you hear people turn the water off, and I know that's not right.
No, that's totally incorrect. What you want to do, Scott, basically is monitor that moisture level. In about the upper, anywhere from 4 inches down to about 18 inches. You can take a spade, you can take a soil probe, screwdriver, sharpshooter, whatever you have, and just monitor that soil moisture. And when you start drying out, that's the time to water.
And
don't just leave your controller on.
4 inches deep or 8 inches deep?
Right. And, you know, the main thing is,
I'm already.
You bet. Main thing is don't leave your controller on all winter long. Number one, we're in a drought situation. We're in drought level two here with the city of San Angelo. And for the most part, you know, you just want to make sure you're going to conserve water and water smart. You know, make sure that you pay attention before you actually turn on the water.
Okay, so if we check it and it's still moist, we're okay. And then we start seeing it drying, then we need to water.
Right. Most of your plants are not actively growing right now. The moisture is basically there just to help salvage that root system that's in place. And so basically, the main thing you want to do is just monitor moisture. If it starts drying out, give it some water. You know, probably right now about every 2 to 3 weeks is probably at most what you're going to want to water this time of year.
And about how long do you, like a typical yard in San Angelo, how long are you thinking we should leave the water on?
That's a very good question. And that kind of brings up the point of how different irrigation systems are. You know, you have some that it takes up to 2 hours for a rotor to put out maybe an inch of water. In some cases, it may only take 20 minutes. So it's really important for somebody to go out, put out some catch cans or cups in the yard, and do what they call an irrigation audit. Turn on your system for about 20, 30 minutes and see how much water it actually catches in that system.
I've never heard that before, and that is such a that's awesome. I never even thought about it before.
It gives you a good it's a good approach to trying to figure out not only what your application rate is, but also how uniform the distribution of that water is. Because you're going to have some areas that are going to dry out faster than others, and it could be that you have a problem with your irrigation system.
Cool. And when we now when we go through San Angelo, see people with little coffee cans in their front yards, we'll know that we're listening to the radio show.
That's exactly right.
And how many inches? Let's say when it is getting kind of dry out, do we want 1 inch?
Well, by ordinance, we cannot put out more than an inch per week, especially during the summertime. And right now, it's every 2 weeks. And that's fine for right now. When we get into that spring, summer period, you know, you're going to have to look at whether or not we're going to get any rainfall events. And if not, you may need to put out that inch per week just to maintain the health of the trees and the grass.
Okay. And one thing, we're going to vary just a little bit, because I know you brought this up in a little talk, and I know how important this is in San Angelo. Keep it moist around the foundation.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Talk to us a little bit about that. How can we do, and what kind of rules
do
we need there?
Some people like to use soaker hoses. Some people like to use just the irrigation system because it is set up close to the house. Some people run hoses. But yes, I mean, we have soils here that have a lot of clay content. And those particular types of clays that we have properties of shrink and swell. And when that happens, that's when we have these issues with foundations.
Which is pretty much all
Southwest
San Angelo.
Yeah, you see a lot of cracking going on throughout the city because of that issue.
We've seen more, I guess, in the last couple of years than I think I've ever seen.
Absolutely, with this drought the way it is.
And a lot of it. So we want to make sure. Now, on the ordinance, can we water it like with a soaker hose if they want to do it once a week or something around their foundation? Is that
possible? I'm not totally for sure what exactly the ordinance states. I know a person can go to the City of San Angelo website and actually go to the Water Conservation Ordinance page and read up on that. But I don't think there's an issue with keeping foundations moist around houses. It normally doesn't take a tremendous amount of water. It's just a matter of having someone actually do that on a regular basis, or at least monitor it.
Well, and like you said, with this clay and stuff, you look, when you can see it's totally flat and smooth, and then a couple of days later you can put your little pinky
Absolutely.
Through a hole, that couldn't be good.
No, not at all. So, not at all.
And, okay, let's go, you were talking about apply pre-emergence.
Okay. Well, a lot of people, you know, if you think about it, we've been under a drought situation, Scott, for the last probably 2 to 3 years. And there's a substantial amount of landscapes out there that have lost a lot of plant material. Turf has thinned out, some trees have died, and things of that nature. And anytime you have turf and you lose density in that turf, you're subjecting yourself to weeds. It opens up that canopy, sunlight can get to the soil. Next thing you know, you're going to have weed seeds that are germinating. Okay, so a lot of people like to use different types of herbicides. One type is a pre-emergent type. And what a pre-emergent does is it basically goes in and it kills the germinating seed. So back in September, October, when we started cooling off in the fall, that's when those winter weeds started to germinate. And at that time, you'd want to have put your pre-emergent down prior to that, about a week or two before. So the best time for pre-emergence is going to be that September, late September period for the first one, and maybe in November for a second one.
Kind of when the nights start cooling down?
Correct. But we're a little bit late now. Most of the seeds for these winter annuals that are out there right now have already germinated. So at this point, what a person could do is go to a post-emergent type herbicide, which they can get at any of the big box stores or Best Tech or any of these places around town. And that's the type of herbicide you'd want to use now for that specific weed while it's young and actively growing.
So it's a post?
Yeah, it's a post-emergent. Okay. What you don't want to do is wait for the post-emergent application later in the winter, let's say February, March, when those plants are starting to flower, mature, and actually seed out or produce seed. At that point, those plants are too mature. Even the best herbicide will have no control over them at that point. So right now is a good time, especially a week like we've had this past week when it's warm. Those young plants are actively growing. If it's really, really cold, it probably won't do you any good.
So literally in the month of January is a perfect time for the post emerging.
Yeah, that December, late November, December, early January period. And then after that, it's almost too late to do anything for those that exist. Now, for the spring and summer weeds, the summer annuals, that's when you want to come in about late February, early March, and put in a pre-emergent to kill those germinating seeds for the next season.
Okay. From our awesome office manager, Gail, she has a question for you.
Okay.
She hates stickers. Mm-hmm. She, her yard's full of stickers. She wants rid of stickers. What does she do about those Stern stickers?
Well, you have different types of stickering plants around town.
Of course.
You have one that's actually what they call a perennial plant, which actually comes back from its base every year, called Matt Chafflower. And that's a broadleaf weed. And it's a real problem to kill. Mostly post-emergent type herbicides will work well on those. You can put a pre-emergent to kill some of the seeds. The other one is field sand burr. Pre-emergents do a good job with that. That's a summer annual. That application would need to be made in that late winter, early spring, and then another one about 60 days later.
Folks, I'll tell you how good he is. I didn't even tell him that question. Just threw it off the wall. No notes, no nothing, just off the top of his head. I think he knows his business. And so basically she's still good to get rid of some of those stickers because it's post-emergent, so she can go to wherever, get some stuff, and hopefully get rid of
them. Yeah, there's probably not as much of an issue now. You have some that's called goathead or puncture vine. That's another summer annual. Again, a good pre-emergent program starting in about late February, early March, and then another one about 60 to 90 days later would do a great job trying to control those types of weeds. Always look at the label to make sure those weeds are listed on that label.
Good information. Okay, so now we've done our post-emergent. Hopefully everything's doing what it's supposed to do. We're watering correctly. And but as y'all know, this whole year's gone by so fast. We're right around the corner. What do we do next?
Okay, fertilization. Our last fertilization should have been put down probably sometime in October. And that gets us basically through the wintertime. Right now, none of our turf grasses, unless you have tall fescue, which is a cool season grass, most of them are dormant right now. So there's no use putting out any type of fertilizer now. It'd actually be a good idea to come in about January and take a soil sample to get an analysis to see what type of nutrients you're lacking.
That?
You can go in, just take a Ziploc bag, quart size, go to different parts of your yard, put small samples down about probably 3 to 6 inches down. Put those samples in a bucket, clean bucket, shake it up, stir it up, pour that into a Ziploc bag, and you can go to the extension office here in town and get the forms. You can even get them offline for Texas A&M Soil Lab.
Cool. Okay, so we got that.
In terms of fertility, again, we're already late now. If you have something like tall fescue, that you're managing in your landscape. And there are some tall fescue yards here in San Angelo. It's not bad to be fertilizing now, but use smaller rates, what I call a half rate now in about January, and then we'll start fertilizing in full rates again, start spring and kind of into the summer.
Well, you put do not use Roundup on dormant grass.
A lot of times I can see this when I'm driving around town, especially in early spring, is you'll see spring green up coming into effect, all the grass is greening up, and you see a lot of dead patches in people's lawns. And what they've done is they've went in and tried to do some type of weed control using Roundup in their yards while their grass was dormant. And different people have different opinions about this, but my opinion is you probably need to stay away from it. If you dig down into that canopy right now, you'll probably find some green material. Even if it's in the stolons or the runners that are on top of the ground, if any of that Roundup materials hits that portion of that plant, you can cause damage. And that's where the problem is. Even though we've had a really cold winter thus far, I would still recommend waiting and using other materials other than Roundup to try to kill your weeds in your landscape, unless it's on a sidewalk or something like that.
I think spraying Roundup on your grass would be good anytime.
That's why I don't recommend it.
See, I totally agree with that.
Yeah.
Okay, mowing, but don't scalp. And I know that was a big...
Well, scalping's not a bad thing. It's not a bad thing for Bermuda grasses or even your Zoysia grasses or other type of turf grasses that have what they call rhizomes or the underground root system. Having that type of component in that grass allows that grass to be able to come back up from underground, okay? if you have plants or turf grasses such as St. Augustine grass or buffalo grass, they are stoloniferous only. That means they only have the runners on top of the ground. What the problem is...
Say that word again. Stoloniferous. That was easy for him to say, folks.
I'm going to ask you to spell it here.
Yeah, right.
But those particular plants, again, just have the runners. If you go in and you scalp and your mower tends to get into those runners and do damage in those runners, then you could literally take out your entire land, your entire lawn. Yeah, and you'd kill it because that's the growing point.
So what about Bermuda?
Bermuda's fine. It has both stolons and rhizomes, above ground and below ground, and so you can almost take that one to the ground. But again, you got to watch. Just watch what you're doing. Don't get it too far. But a lot of people like to take off that material out of their landscapes to allow for that fresh green up to come up. We do it in the Parks Department as well.
What about I've seen people burn their yards.
Again, if you have Bermuda grass or zoysia grass and it's healthy as you go into the wintertime, then you'll probably be just fine by doing that. But if you have St. Augustine grass or centipede grass or buffalo grass, again, runners only on the top, you burn that material off, there's a good chance that you're going to take out your whole landscape.
And I think that's one reason it's important. And I'm sure, I know it's how busy you are, and I know between all the different jobs and stuff, and the kiddos you have, cute little girls in Miles, Texas, mm-hmm. how busy you are. But the yard is so important. And right now, just if people were just listening right now and said, okay, you know what, I was going to scout my yard. Folks, if you've gone to the nurseries lately, to replace that yard, you're not talking a little bit. You're talking thousands of dollars.
Yeah, you can. It costs quite a bit. Just when I do figures with the Parks Department, you can look at anywhere from 45 cents to and upwards of 60 cents a square foot for sod. Sprigs, you'd probably be 20 to 30 cents a square foot. If you're going to plug, you're probably in that same area as sprigging, maybe a little less. And then if you're going to seed, it may cost you anywhere from a penny to a nickel or a dime, depending on if you have it hydromulched, if you don't, and what type of seed you use. So it can get very expensive. Now, the other thing on scalping to remember is wait until almost green up before you do that. It's not a good idea to go in and scalp now during December. It's best to leave that cover there. It's actually a good protective cover for those roots and the crowns of that plant as you leave that now. But come about spring green up, that's a good time if you're going to consider taking it down a bit or scalping it.
Roger, this is awesome information. I'm looking at Donna, just shaking my head. I didn't know a lot of this, and folks, I bet some of our listeners didn't either. Is there anything before we go to commercial break you think that would be some great advice for?
No, as we kind of finish up on the turf end of it, you know, good mowing heights once you do start mowing. For Bermuda grass, it's going to be about an inch and a half to 3 inches. Again, the lower you mow, normally the denser, but the more often you're going to need to mow. Okay, so the higher you mow, you may not have to mow as often. You'd never want to take off more than a third of the leaf surface as each time that you mow that plant. So Bermuda, about an inch and a half to 3 inches. St. Augustine grass, 2 to 3.5 inches. Zoysia grass, 1.5 to 2.5 inches, right in that.
Now, I may be wrong on this, but I'm gonna ask, especially like St. Augustine, Bermuda, stuff like that. If you keep it higher, doesn't that help it retain the water? Or is that true or not?
In some cases, yes. What they have found even in research is the higher you mow, you actually build a deeper root system for it. And it can be a stronger root system. The problem is, as we mentioned before, the higher you mow, the less dense normally your canopy is. So the more traffic you have on a site, you're going to want to keep it a lot tighter. And that's why you see all these college fields, pro fields, they're mowing in some cases down to 3/8 of an inch to a half inch, and they're mowing daily. But it's to keep that density there. The root system, they'll still have a good root system there because they're good turf managers for the site. But again, there's a lot of components that fall into that. But leaving it a little bit higher, what I normally like to do is start out a little bit lower in the spring and work my way up as we get into the heat of the summer. So with St. Augustine grass, I may start out at 2 inches, in the springtime, and then by the time I'm in August, I'm already up to 3 inches, and I just slowly work my way up. It's easier to work your way up than it is to work your way down, because then a lot of times you start scalping and doing other things that you won't like in your yard.
Good information. Awesome information.
So the other thing, the only other thing would be planting. A lot of people have lost a lot of grass in town. And, you know, if you're going to consider either seeding, sodding, sprigging, plugging, those types of things, my recommendation would be to wait till the spring. You can go down with sod and plugs now, but you're really going to have to pay attention to keep those areas moist. And again, those plants will not be actively growing. They'll just basically be trying to put down a root. But in the springtime, they'll be doing both. They'll be actively growing. You can see, watch it spread, and it should be fine. The other thing to really watch out for, and I can't emphasize this enough, is just the fact that where we are with our drought levels, being in drought level 2, you know, where are we going to be in May? Are we going to be back down to 1 again with some good rains, or are we going to be in drought level 3, which may limit us totally from or eliminate the use of outdoor watering? So we need to watch that.
I think we're all praying when it goes to 1, not 2, 3.
I totally agree.
Roger, I can't thank you enough for being here. Great information. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and we're going to come back with his better half, with Donna, and talk about some of the new listings we have at Scott Allison Real Estate. We'll be right back after a word from our sponsors.
Hi, San Angelo. This is Jay Harmon with Angelo Tree Experts. We're San Angelo's first and only team of certified arborists in San Angelo. For all your tree diagnostic needs, call us again at 325-942-7697. Angelo Tree Experts, 325-942-7697.
For all of your real estate closing needs, contact Guarantee Abstract and Title Company at 655-6548. 655-6548.
I've got Kim Hines with me right here. Kim, you just started a brand new company.
Yes, I did.
Tell me about it.
Well, it's Right Way Home Protection. We are a new home warranty company based out of Houston, Texas, and we're Texas-based only. We have a 13-month plan for the buyer for $380 is what we offer for the buyer. We also have free seller's coverage.
So this is cool, but you're not new to this.
Oh, absolutely not. I've been in the home warranty business for 15 years.
So how do they get a hold of you?
They can call me at 325-895-0051.
Hi, this is Valerie with Premier Nationwide Lending. We're located at 502 South Coenheim on the third floor. We offer FHA, VA, conventional, and all your financing needs for houses, land, interim construction, about anything that you could want. Full staffed, and we'll help you with anything you need. Thanks. Come see us.
659-4949.
Hi folks, Scott Allison here with Scott Allison Real Estate. I'm your host for Real Estate News every Sunday morning from 9 to 9:30 on 92.9 Lone Star. Listen in to hear the latest trends in real estate, what's going on in your neighborhood, of course the hottest listings, some special guests to keep you updated every Sunday morning from 9 to 9:30 right here on 92.9. Welcome back to Real Estate New. I'm your host, Scott Allison. I've got Donna Hoblock with me. Donna, how are you doing?
I'm doing good.
You know, you got labeled as the nicest agent in our whole office.
Well...
You did.
I don't know what to say about that.
Well, it is because you are. You're a very sweet young lady. Hey, let's talk a little bit about some of our new listings. And you got some of them right there.
Well, Brandon just started working with us, and he got a new listing in Ballinger. And it's a great listing. It's a small house, but it's $59,000. And so, you know, we need to keep remembering we service the towns around us besides just San Angelo.
Well, Brandon's from Ballinger, so that's kind of helped us out to get him, because we'll kind of have a little branch in Ballinger now. And a cute list. I think he got another listing yesterday, too, in Ballinger.
That's great.
So we'll kind of go that way. And you kind of got Miles covered.
Well, I'm trying to.
You did good. Okay. We've got that one. What else we got? Before we get too far, rentals. I know that's getting to be a big deal still. We got a new one for rent, which is a 5-bedroom for $1,400. And you can see any of our rentals. Go to sallison.com. And they'll change daily because the way this market is, it's crazy. Some other new stuff we've got. Well, one on Las Lomas, 106 Las Lomas Drive for $159,900. Tommy Weatherby's got that one. It's a neat house. Built in 1978. And what about the one that Debbie just listed on? What's it, Harbor View and Miller's View? Now, how far is Miller's View? Do you know? I'm directionally
That's
challenged.
That's like by Lake Ivy.
It is, right there on Lake Ivy.
Yeah.
So not too far. But this is a beautiful home. It has the drive-through garage, which is kind of cool. If you're pulling a boat, you know, you don't have to back in. You can pull in, open one garage door, and shut the other one.
And I think it has a great view when
beautiful.
It starts raining again. It'll be...
I hope Roger's prediction, I hope it goes to the one for sure, because 3 would not be a good thing. If I've gone to Austin lately, you've seen some of those boathouses where they're literally sitting on the ground.
Yeah.
So we haven't, it's not that bad here. We still have a beautiful lake at Nasworthy and some stuff going. What about your stuff? What do you think the best listing we have right now?
Well, I would just say my listings, of course.
That's why you get to be on the show. Which one?
Tanglewood is a great house. Talking about yards, the yards in that neighborhood have big trees, well-maintained yards, pretty house.
And Tanglewood's a great location, College Hills.
Mm-hmm. So I think that's one of our
And what's that price tag?
169.5. And it's got 2386 as a square footage, a three-bedroom, two-bath. It's a great house to look at. I have another house on Mill Spa for $99.9.
Under 100.
Mm-hmm.
You won't, that one won't last for
you. And it's a four-bedroom, two-bath. So that's definitely one to look at. Great for college kids or
well,
family.
Everything we see, so we get under 150, we don't keep it very long. Like the two Cynthia listed, I think they both went on contract in 2 days.
Mm-hmm. And then in El Dorado, we have a beautiful house for $269,000. It's a three-bedroom, three-bath. Big house, has a few acres with it, 12 acres. Yeah, pretty,
it sits off the main highway to, off 277, but it sits off. And it from the curb appeal of this house is very, very nice.
So I would definitely keep that in mind if you have somebody in that area.
I've got one in Mertzen, too. So, see, you, I didn't, you, too, you just pointed out, you know, we have Cristoval, Mertzen, El Dorado, Sonora.
Don't we have something in Eden?
Eden, Wall. So, yeah, okay, with the little surrounding areas, I think we call. And speaking of Wall, boys, this will be after that y'all play, but I hope y'all won state.
Yeah, we're cheering for you.
Folks, Donnie, you've got any more words of wisdom?
I just hope everybody has a great holiday, and we'll be talking to you next year.
Have a great time. We'll talk to you next Sunday.
Hi, this is Valerie with Premier Nationwide Lending. We're located at 502 South Coenheim on the third floor. We offer FHA, VA, conventional, and all your financing needs for houses, land, interim construction, about anything that you could want. Full staffed, and we'll help you with anything you need. Thanks. Come see us.
659-4949.
For all of your real estate closing needs, contact Guarantee Abstract and Title Company at 655-6548. 655-6548.
Hi, San Angelo. This is Jay Harmon with Angelo Tree Experts. We're San Angelo's first and only team of certified arborists in San Angelo. For all your tree diagnostic needs, call us again at 325-942-7697. Angelo Tree Experts, 325-942-7697.
I've got Kim Hines with me right here. Kim, you just started a brand new company.
Yes, I did.
Tell me about it.
Well, it's Right Way Home Protection. We are a new home warranty company based out of Houston, Texas, and we're Texas-based only. We have a 13-month plan for the buyer for $380 is what we offer for the buyer. We also have free seller's coverage.
So this is cool, but this is, you're not new to this.
Oh, absolutely not. I've been in the home warranty business for 15 years.
So how do they get a hold of you?
They can call me at 325-895-0051.
Hi folks, Scott Olson here with Scott Olson Real Estate. I'm your host for Real Estate News every Sunday morning from 9 to 9:30 on 92.9 Lone Star. Listen in to hear the latest trends in real estate, what's going on in your neighborhood, of course the hottest listings, some special guests to keep you updated every Sunday morning from 9 to 9:30 right here on 92.9.